Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Well, good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to International Connection Media. Get the news. I'm Victoria Gaither, the host of the show. We had a little challenge there coming off of the top of the show. Sorry about that. There's some music that's supposed to play, but it decided that it did not want to play today. Joining me on the show today, I am super excited to have this guy. He is a snowmaker, snowboarder, all-around groovy guy. His name is Brian Hughes, and he joins us today from the gorgeous state of Vermont. Brian, thank you so much for being here. What's your weather like in Vermont today?
Well, today it's kind of hazy a little bit, though, but my thermometer is reading like 62 degrees. It's warm. The grass is green. The birds are singing. You can hear the peepers at night. It's springtime.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So listen, first of all, I want to thank everybody who joined us this evening to listen to the conversation and to have a discussion about you, your life, your career, the mountain. But first, three questions that I want to get to because I don't want to keep people waiting. The first is, Brian, will you stay in Vermont?
Say that again. You can't kind of came in choppy.
Will you stay in Vermont?
Oh, yes. When I moved here, I've adopted Vermont as my home. I plan on being buried here. So, people, I'm not leaving the state. I love this state, and I have become a Vermonter. Although the local Vermonters, the ones that were born here, I will always be considered a Flatlander. Even though I've been here for half my life, I'm still considered a Flatlander. So, but, you know, in my mind, I am here. I am not going anywhere.
Great. The second question is, will you continue to do your snow reports?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I will. I will. I've been working at Killington for half my life, 28 years, and I feel like it was time for me to kind of scale down a little bit. You know, Killington is and will always be my home. Killington is always in my heart. We have like a brotherhood there. We're actually family. And me working at Killington, coming to Killington, it actually kind of saved my life. That was when I got here. It saved my life. I learned everything there is to know about snow and the management of snow through Killington. I mean, when I first got here, I've never seen snow before in my life until now. Now I think I know just about everything there is to know about it.
And
there
Brian,
might be something that I don't know, though, but I'm always learning.
And Brian, speaking
so
of snow.
Much love.
And Brian, speaking of snow, the third question is, what are your future plans, and does it involve snow?
Well, yes, it involves snow. It involves snow. Like, I don't know, like you talk to other snowmakers, and, you know, it's like I would call it like a really good disease. It just gets into your blood. It gets into your soul. And it's like, I don't know, I'll give you an example. Okay, you're working your summer job, you know, and then it starts turning into fall. And then you can smell the crispness in the air, the coldness in the air, the leaves start turning colors. And then it's, then it starts to become go time, you know, like you're dressed up, the system's charged, and you're just sitting there waiting to start snow guns, waiting for it to get cold, get the right wet bulb to start them snow guns. It's just a feeling. I would call it a disease, but yes, I will continue to do this. I will continue to do this job. It's almost like all I know, other than that and roofing. But it's basically all I know. It's in your blood, and I just need to scale down a little bit.
Right.
I mean, I've been working at the gigantic mountain for so long. I would like to go smaller. That's all.
Okay.
Still doing
okay.
the same job, but just smaller.
Okay. And just to continue along those lines, whenever I'm reading messages of support through Facebook and other social media, it seems like to me a lot of your supporters, they want to meet and greet you. They want to see you in public. So would you ever consider going on the road, so to speak, and talking to different groups and organizations about your career and about Snow and just being an overall good person?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like I meet fans like up on the mountain even still to this day, and I take pictures with them and I greet them. I'm a very approachable guy. And yes, I would absolutely love to do something like that.
Well, Brian,
I think
we
kind of like in the cards, I guess I'm kind of like an entertainer in a way. I'm
yes,
really not
you are.
Quite sure. Entertainer, snowmaker, I don't know.
Yeah,
so I don't think that they have a label for it.
Actually,
yes,
yeah, you're going to create a new label. Listen, before we continue the conversation, there is a young lady who is on the line who's going to join the conversation. She wants to say hi. Hi, caller, you're on the line. Tell us your name and how do you know Brian?
My name is Stephanie, and he's my dad.
Surprise, Brian. Stephanie's calling in.
Hi, baby girl. How you doing?
I'm good. Hanging out.
So, but Stephanie,
you need to come and visit. Wow, that's good. That's cool. That's really cool. That one caught me off guard.
So, I know, that's okay. Yeah, that's why I wanted to give you a moment. But I reached out to Stephanie because I always enjoy looking at the both of your photographs together on Facebook mm-hmm. and on Instagram. So, mm-hmm. you know, father and daughter, they always look so special. So when I called Stephanie and reached out to her, Brian, she was so on board wanting to come on the show and to be a part of it and to make a special appearance. So, Stephanie, I hope you're not nervous because she was so nervous about this. And I mean, it's nothing to be nervous about. Brian, she was so nervous about this, she wrote down notes on a piece of paper. That's how nervous she was. So, Stephanie, what do you have to say?
I did.
I'm nervous, too.
I did.
I'm nervous, too. But I guess nervous is a good feeling, right? You're feeling something. You're nervous.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. So, you know, I wanted to call to say hello.
Hello.
You know, obviously my favorite memories, I think, are definitely, you know, snowboarding with you. It made a big difference on, you know, how I survived the winters after, you know, I finally decided to have you teach me. And, you know, especially the first winter without Jackie, it made a, you know, enormous difference,
yeah.
you know, just to have you, but also, you know, the sport. It's to see how excited, you know, people get when we're out there and they see you. And I think no matter where you go, you know, that'll always continue. And, you know, thank you for, you know, caring about me and always having my back. And I'm excited to see what comes next.
Stephanie, you're about to
make
me cry.
You know that. you know I'm going to drag
crying
you.
Too.
I've always dragged you down stupid shit. She was my,
yep.
Vicky, she was my best student. She was
uh-huh.
my best student. She never complained. And... She rips
nah, I complain.
She can really ride a snowboard because I drag her down everything. Oh, my God. Yeah, you can
yep.
do this, baby. You can do this. You got this. And, yeah, she rips.
Yep.
And
sometimes
so
I drag myself
I'm
down dumb
bring
stuff.
You wherever I go. Huh?
Yeah. yep.
I'm bringing you wherever I go. You know I'm dragging you wherever I go. I'm going to drag you down
oh, yeah.
shit all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know you
it's
can handle
fun.
It.
It's always fun, though, and, you know, along with, you know, aside from you, but, you know, the rest of, you know, the snowmakers and groomers that I've, you know, met once I learned, you know, everyone's made a big impact, you know, on my life. And I've,
they're going to be there too.
You know, yep. Yeah. And I've learned a lot from each and every one of you guys.
So Stephanie and Brian, something that I want, that some people may not know that I find, which is pretty cool. You guys, do you share the same birthday?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm finally getting recognition. I always,
yeah.
Everyone's always saying happy birthday to him. I'm there in the background yelling, yeah, me too.
Well, darling,
yeah,
happy birthday for all the birthdays that you sit in the back. You're live on radio,
yes,
all around the world, so everybody gets to know that it is your birthday as well. And Stephanie, I have a question
awesome.
For you. So
okay.
when we had this discussion and we spoke last night, and you know,
yes,
you were feeling a little nervous.
Yes.
So and I said to you, I said, you know, what is it like, you know, sort of with Brian being your dad, because for the public, you know, he's this larger to life figure. He's this guy that everybody wants to shake hands with. He's so personable,
yep,
you know, but you know,
yep,
as a father, I always think that, you know, not that he may be so totally different, but you know, as a
mm-hmm.
dad, was he a cool dad? Was he a disciplinary? What was he like as a dad?
He is my cool dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
I should have known.
You know, yeah, you know, and can pretty much talk about anything, and, you know, he sets me straight when I need to hear it, or if I'm maybe not being dumb, but, you know, thinking dumb or whatever, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's straightforward.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tells me what I need to hear when I need to hear it.
Brian, anything you want to say to your darling daughter before we have to say goodbye to her and continue the show?
I love you.
Love you too.
Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, yeah, no problem.
Hey, call me tomorrow.
All right, sounds good.
Hey, call me tomorrow.
Bye.
Or
I will.
Later on.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Catch you later. Bye.
Yeah.
A little bit of a family business going on there. For those of you that are just joining us, you're listening to International Connection Media Get the News. I'm your host, Victoria Gaither. Brian Hughes is joining me. Brian is a snowmaker, snowboarder, an all-around groovy guy. He worked for 30 years, close to 30 years or 30 years at Killington, finished up his last day there. Brian, what was your last day like? Now, I know the locker situation, but you were talking about to me cleaning out your locker. That was difficult for you or very emotional?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. Like, there's this, like, certain smell. Now, that locker room has been my home. It's my home. I know, and the mountain's been my home. I know every branch, every rock, every tree, every pine needle, and same thing with the locker room. That, like, I don't know, in the whole snowmaking barn, there's this certain smell. Like, you try, like, it's this smell that I can't really, really, really describe, but I guess it kind of stinks, like, to the layman, like somebody mm-hmm. coming in and visiting, walking, and they'll go, oh, what's that smell? But it's like home. It's like home. I guess you can equate it to, like, being on a naval vessel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like how naval vessels have this certain smell. Well, my dad was in the Navy for 36 years, so there's this smell that's on this ship that will always resonate with me. I smell it, and it's like, oh, yeah, that's being on ship. That's the same thing. And so I cleaned out my locker, and I touched it and wished my buddy well, and my friend well. And I went out, and the one bonus about this job is you can fit as much riding or skiing in as you can. And it's like I ran up to top Superstar. I did like 8 runs on Superstar. It was all bumped up on the weird snowboarder. on a snowboarder that likes bumps for some stupid reason. I think it's because when I started snowboarding, there wasn't really a lot of us. And so I kind of had to teach myself because I used to surf, but I kind of translated it over, but it's a totally different animal, but it's kind of the same. I had skiers, right? There were skiers. So I rode my snowboard, and I was with a gang of skiers, right? Me down the most ridiculous stuff. Like, when I first started, I fell. Every day, you know, I get up, I fall, get up and fall. The next day, I would go a little bit further, and I'd fall. And then by the third day, I didn't fall at all. I was like, doing this. Like, yeah, I think I got this. And then my skier friends, they grabbed me and said, let's go somewhere else. And then they sent me down Double Dipper, which is a double black diamond, though. But and I
Wow.
We didn't have wide boards then, so I had toe drag. I slid, and all these skiers going by me, they were sitting there, like, yelling at me, you shouldn't be here, blah, blah, blah. But I survived, and I thought, yes, I got this. Well, anyhow, riding with these skiers and so forth, I would go into the trees, and I would do bumps because that's what they did. So, and I had to figure that out. Like, one day, I was sitting there just trying to figure it out, and then there's this dude, long-haired dude. I don't know who he was. It's the only time I've seen him. He came through the bumps so beautifully, and I thought right there, it's like, I am going to learn how to do that. And I learned how to do that. So anyhow, I was on Superstar. I did like 8 runs there and two runs on Skylark and Bittersweet, which was left. And there were soft bumps, and it was fun. And then I had a beer or two. And, yeah, it was a good day. It was a sunny day, blue skies. Perfect. And spring skiing is the best because you don't have to get all bundled up. I think the days of snowboarding at 7 below 0 are past me. I'm all set.
I think a lot of people will actually agree with you on that. You're over that.
I had to get myself a pair of heated mitts because my hands are starting to get cold in this winter. I felt that my feet were getting cold, so my next investment is I have electric hands. I'll have electric socks. I think I should be golden. But something
is that
else
a sign?
Will probably malfunction.
Is that a sign that we're getting older when we need to stay warmer out there?
I wouldn't call it getting older. We're just right in our stride.
Oh, I like that.
It's just we feel it though. We feel it though, and we're a little bit more cautious of it. We still think about it like a teenager, but it's just our body just doesn't do it. It's like you have to sit there and tell your buddy, "Oh, hey, move this leg," and you have to be cautious of falling because back in the day when you were younger, when you fell, you bounced like, you know. Remember that commercial? Weevils wobble, but they don't fall down.
Yes.
But you would bounce right back up though. But now nowadays it's just a big icky thud. Just goes boom, and you're like, oof.
Yes.
Still alive.
I want to continue a little bit on that because I met you and interviewed you. I can't believe it, but it's been 2 years ago. And when I've been coming to Killington,
crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, time goes by fast. I've been coming to Killington myself for many, many years, but it wasn't until 2 years ago that I started freelance writing for the Mountain Times. So when I was out and about meeting people, looking for stories, everyone kept saying to me, you've got to meet Brian. So, of course, I reached out to you on Instagram. Took you a little while, but you got back to me, and I wrote your story. Very, very popular story.
I'm kind of a slacker.
Oh, no.
I'm kind of a slacker. No.
Well, thank you for getting back.
I'm a slacker. I'm sorry. That's my only crime in life.
That's okay. Listen, I was able to deal with it, and eventually you did, and all is good. And I was going to say that article was very popular, and I think people still read that article. But one thing that I remember you talked about of many things that I wrote about was sort of working somewhere and being somewhere for 30 years and how the people that you work with and the people in Killington and the people within your community, they really do become your family. So talk about, you know, just sort of the people that you work with in the Killington community, because we know you can't go anywhere without people knowing who you are. But what does that community mean to you?
They're my family, and they will always be my family. I love them. I have been through battle with them. I have bled, sweated, teared, and fought the elements through them. And in doing that, so I don't know, I have this really weird thing about the wind. I seem to be able to talk to the wind like I would go up to the guns. And I hear, hey, man, they're blowing back on each other. And I have to sit there. It's like, okay, we'll adjust these first two guns. And then I start pushing the wind towards where I want it to be. And I talk to the wind. Hey, baby, please. But, yes, those people are my brothers. I've never had a more closer connection to anybody ever. It's almost like going into combat. They're my brothers, and they will always be my brothers, and that hasn't changed. That will never, ever, ever change. I love them dearly.
Brian,
each and every one of you.
I'm going to play a clip. It's only 30 seconds, and then on the other side of this clip, we're going to have a conversation, so I'm going to start it right now.
Hi, I'm with GL. In order to try and stop pollution, we need more help.
Solve. Help with G, spread the word.
Come on.
Never be a dirty bird. No matter where you go, you can let some people know to
give a hoot.
Don't pollute. Never be a dirty bird. In the city or in the woods, help keep America looking good.
Well, you know why I play that, don't you?
Dude, that was a blast of my childhood.
I know. I had to. Listen, I had to bring that in.
Back to the little kid looking at the cartoons. Like the
you know,
conjunction. What's
I
that
know.
Function?
I remember that one.
Words and phrases and clauses. But
that's a good one.
But
well,
yeah,
the reason why I wanted the reason why I wanted to bring that into the conversation was because one of the other things during that interview and what the comments that I'm reading on Facebook as of right now, everybody talks about that they remember in your snow and sunrise reports how you talk about don't throw trash on the mountain. It's disgusting. So let's talk a little bit about that, just about the environment and keeping the mountain clean and how you were able to get that message out to so many people who listen to you.
Well, littering is disgusting. Like, you know, like if when you're working summer off at Killington, you would walk through the woods and stuff. There's like 40 years of garbage upon leaves, and then you see people just throw cans out and bottles out. I mean, kind of makes you wonder how they actually live. Or maybe they live spotless, though, but I'm not sure. I don't know. Some states don't have green-up days, though, but I don't know. When I was a grommet, we had, like, ad campaigns, like, you know, noise pollution, air pollution, trash. They had the Indian in the canoe. They would go down there. It's all nice and pristine and stuff like that, which we didn't have anything like that in San Diego, though. But it's lovely that I come to a place where they have that, where we have water that runs down the streams. And, that's our drinking water. And why would you throw trash in the drinking water? Why would you throw trash on the mountain, you know? Because I consider the mountain as my home, and I kind of take it as an insult when people just huck cans off. You know, I've even seen people huck cans off. I've rode up to them and said to ask them to go pick up their trash, and they told me where I need to go. And I end up going there, taking my board off, picking up the trash, throwing it in the trash can. And once I started that message, Killington, they started putting trash cans everywhere, which is awesome. I really love it. But, yeah, you shouldn't litter anywhere. I mean, it kind of makes you wonder how you were raised.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody needs to do their part to combat global warming and so forth. And that's just such a small, small thing. Even they say, like, when you're going hiking into the woods, if you hike it in, hike it out. No problem with that, though. Just don't leave your garbage everywhere because it doesn't decompose. People would throw garbage, right? And I would be in my grooming tractor. People would throw garbage, and then you would see it. But it would be in such a spot that if you stepped out of your cat, it's icy there, that you would die. But the stuff that you can get, you pick up and you just throw it in the bag. But and then the customers, they come and they don't see it. And so in their head, they believe that places like Killington or Mount Snow or any other resort that we actually hire people to pick up the garbage. Well, they do not do that, though. But I guess that they're kind of right, though, because the garbage does get picked up eventually. And
right.
Stuff that doesn't get picked up, it manifests itself in the springtime when the snow melts, because, you know, once it snows, it's gone. And in everybody else's mind, it's gone, but it's still there. It just does not go away. And so,
right.
I don't know, just everybody do their part and don't litter. It's not that hard.
I want to read a comment from Judith Wong, and this is a comment from Facebook, and you had something like, I think, close to 250 comments, but Judith said, thank you, Brian, for all your honesty and insight. Killington Snow reports kindness to all living creatures, and especially for reminding us to take care of our environment and all those around the world. Now our job is to honor your Killington legacy by living up to your mantra. For those who need reminding, don't let anyone harsh your stoke. Don't litter. It's disgusting. Be kind. Kindness goes a long way so that others may ski. So I want to back into that now. So let's sort of pick that apart. Let's talk about don't let anyone harsh your stoke. How did all of that come up into your Sunrise and Snow report?
California term.
Okay. Okay.
It's a California term. Don't let anybody harsh your stoke. And that's funny because I start saying that now, everybody says it now. And the so that others may ski. Now, me and my friend Dale Tarbell, we came up with that. So I'm giving Dale Tarbell, I'm giving you credit for this. But we came up with this, and it's more than just a saying. It's a lifestyle. So that others may ski. So, you know, we make the snow. We groom the snow. The lifties run the lifts. Concessions do their things. The bartenders serve alcohol. Food service serves food. Hotel, they serve the guests. It's May ski. It's all connected. You know, if one fails, it all fails. So it's kind of like a symbiotic thing, though, you know? And also that extends out to the guests. Say like it's icy out, you know, we do the best that we can to get it all nice and skiable. But sometimes we need those guests so that others may ski, so they sharpen up their skis or their snowboards and they come and just chew it all up. And it pushes it down to the bottom of the fall line. You know, it all goes downhill. And that's why we have the grooming tractors to push it all back up and help us chew that stuff up. And so, within 2 days, you have a perfect skier. You have perfect skiing conditions. Like when we have a rain event or so forth, that's how that is. So the term, so that others may ski, it's not just a saying. It's a lifestyle.
Got you. For those of you,
what was the other one?
The other one, well, you talked about harsher stoke. You talked about littering. I kind of took the other one away because I was getting ready to see to read something else. So I'll go back to that. Brian, I just want to say a quick note to thank everyone who's now joining the conversation. We're at the bottom of the hour, 7:30 here on the East Coast. We started the show at 7 o'clock. So if you are just joining us again, thanks for being here. I'm the host, Victoria Gaither. I've been in television for 17, 18 years of my life. I was a television news anchor for a very long time, worked all over America in New Zealand. Speaking of New Zealand, Stu says hi. He's listening over in New Zealand as well. Spent time in Australia and Fiji, and I'm currently, among many other things, I'm a freelance writer at the Mountain Times in Killington, which is how I ended up knowing Brian and writing a story on him. A quick note, Amanda says, I do not personally know you, but you have been a glistening ray of light in my life. Thank you for your time with us. I pray that whatever the wind takes you, it's glorious and loving. Thank you also for helping many of us get through very tough times during COVID. And that was a message, Brian, that really struck me because when she mentioned COVID, I didn't really necessarily think much about that in a tie-in to you. But then as I continued to read the messages, there were many people who mentioned COVID. And, you know, so what was life like for you on the mountain, you know, having to deal with that? It must have been stressful for all of you guys and women.
Well, okay, so when COVID came through, everybody was getting sick, and we didn't know what COVID was, you know. It ran rampant through our department, and we didn't know what it was. You know, the only thing that saved me when, because I got sick, my buddy got sick, my other buddy got sick, and then I got sick, and then I got my friend sick. The only thing that saved me is, like, my ex-wife, she had, like, this Z-Pack. It was old and stuff like that, but I was so desperate, I took it, and it kind of knocked it out. And then they made the announcement that, hey, this is the coronavirus. This is COVID. And then they shut us down. Like in March, they shut us down, and then they said, okay, you guys are done. You guys need to go home. We are being shut down because of COVID, because of this COVID thing, and everything shut down. It was almost like, do you remember that movie, The Omega Man, Charlton Heston?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it was just like that, and I was just tripping on that one, and so I did a farewell post. I was like, well, you know, we got shut down by COVID, so I don't know when I'm going to see you guys again. And they were asking me to keep on doing it. So I would get up and I would do a little post, and I'd have my dog Dolce, whom is right here, and Jasmine's right here, the cat, Jazzy Cat, and Dolce. Dolce's right next to my seat. She used to do that when I first got her. I got her when she was 6 weeks old. Now she's 11. So, yeah. And so I continued to do the posts. I even rescued some rabbits. And people were telling me that it got them through COVID, and I was happy to do it.
Now,
nobody else
was
doing anything, so.
When you went through COVID, because this is something new that I didn't know that you had COVID, was it how were your symptoms? How did you feel having it? What was your experience like?
Well, when I had it, it was different than everybody else's was. But you know, well, first of all, as snowmakers, we're healthy people. We eat right, kind of. Sometimes we don't. Maybe we drink a little bit too much, though. But who's to say about that, though? But we're always exercising. Going to work is like going to the gym, and they pay you to work out. That's basically what snowmaking is. They pay you to work out, and you love it. It's called the suck. But anyhow, since I was in good shape, I got chills. I got body aches. I got a fever. I didn't lose smell or taste. I didn't know that was a symptom of it, though. Maybe we didn't have COVID, though, but it was just different. Because usually, like, if you get the flu or something, it's like, oh, yeah, I can knock this out. But it just had some fight to it where I was kind of, where I actually thought about that, going, I think I need to go to the hospital. And then
wow.
I looked and I saw the Z-Pak there, and I took the Z-Pak, and I was like, if this doesn't work, I'm going to the hospital. And the Z-Pak seemed to work. But other than that, I haven't caught it or anything like that. I've been vaccinated, even got the booster. Couldn't wait for that to happen. And then, you know, stay healthy, move around, never stop moving, and I think you should be fine through it. Now they have new variants of it, though, that I don't even know, which are less severe. Good thing everybody got vaccinated before, because people are not dying. People were dying left to right. I've lost people back in San Diego that have died from COVID. And they're like my age, and a lot of people that my age are dying. It's like, what is going on with this? And it is what it is. It's COVID. You know, there's always some sort of trial and tribulation that's happening.
Yeah, that is true.
Be nice and peaceful and go out there and ski all the time. It's all nice. You know, when you go skiing, it's like all your troubles are just, they're gone. They're gone.
If
couple of hours, you are not thinking about anything.
Yeah, if only. Brian, let me just interrupt you for a second. I want to say hi to Malcolm, who is joining the conversation. And there are some people, again, who are joining the conversation. So just to backtrack a little, some notes from the beginning of the show. Brian is going to stay in Vermont. He is still going to continue to do the snow and sunrise reports. And he's still going to be a groomer. He's working on that. It's just going to be at a smaller mountain. So he's not going anywhere. So you guys can still follow him on the Killington page and also on Instagram. Your information for Instagram is in the chat room, and it's also in the show notes. So if you're not following him on Instagram, you want to go ahead and jump over there and click the like button and join the close to 3,000 people who follow him on Instagram. And Brian, and the other thing is there was a young lady so this is a message that I've been getting quite a bit. So I don't know if you're going to answer this or if you're not going to answer this, but even when I wrote my story about you, everybody wants to know, is it Sugar Bear? Everybody wants to know who that is. So are we going to find out or are we not?
Sugar Pop doesn't really
Sugar Pop,
to be identified.
Yeah.
So,
okay,
yeah,
fair
so
enough.
I'm just going to – because you know how the social media is, and I protect her from that.
Yes.
Inspiration. She is an inspiration to me.
Yeah.
She is my
corazón. I just wanted to ask, and why I said Sugar Pop, I have no idea. I think I've got 50 million notes in front of me, so I apologize about that.
I do.
I have notes all over the place, and plus people are emailing me questions and asking me to ask you this, and some folks come in late, so you try to do a recap as well. This is a question that I got in.
It's the height of multitasking.
Yes, it is. I think I'm doing okay with it. This is the question that I got.
No,
people wanted to know. Thank you. People wanted to know what time did you go to work and what shift did you work and how long were those hours?
Okay, so I go through three different phases, right? Okay, so like in the summertime, it's like 8 to 5, you know, 8 in the morning to 5 o'clock at night or something like that. But once fall comes around and we start making snow, I experience 8 months of darkness. I become a vampire, right? We call it getting our fangs, and we all get it. You know, first of all, it used to be an easy transition. So I go from a total 8 to 5 regular human hours, and then I go from 7 at night to 7 in the morning. And then after snowmaking's done, I go from that to midnight to 9. And being at a smaller mountain, it's not going to be totally different, though, which is going to be kind of cool, too. But it's a lot of hours. And so I go through three time changes, though. But so The majority of the time, I'm a vampire from 2 June. I'm a vampire. I work all nights. And they say that working nights takes a lot, takes years off your life. So I think I've taken a lot off my life. So, but I think I'll make 80. But yes, those are my hours. My hours are eight o'clock in the daytime, 8 o'clock to 5. And when we start making snow, it's 7 o'clock, 7 at night to 7 in the morning. And grooming is midnight to 9.
Okay. Well, there you guys go. Brian, I have three people on hold, and I'm not sure if they actually want to come on air and speak. I see a 802 number. I see a 617 number, and I see a 201. So should we take a chance on the first one, the 802, and see if this person actually wants to chime in on the conversation?
Sure.
All right. Let's see. Hi, caller. This is Victoria and Brian. You're on the air. What's your name? Maybe they don't want to speak. We'll try another one. Let's try this one.
Okay.
Hi, caller. This is Victoria and Brian. You're on the air. What's your name? Are you calling in to say hi? Hello?
Hello?
Brian, I think we're taking everybody by surprise, or they're being a bit too shy. Let's try the 617.
Oh, I guess so. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Just say something. Anything.
Hi.
Just open
Hi.
Up your mouth
this is,
and let it fall out.
This is the number 617. This is Brian and Victoria. Do you want to say hi?
Hi.
I think you'll have to turn your volume down. This is the 617 number that we have up now. If you turn your volume down, you can probably hear us a little bit better. I think everyone's shy today, Brian.
Hello. I hear something.
I know. I do, too. I do, too. Well, that's okay. We'll keep going. I just wanted to give them a chance because they've been on a long time, and I didn't want them to hold and not be able to have a chance to say something.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will
try this 802 again, though, because I may have pushed the button too far. Hi, this is Brian and Victoria. Oh. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, we can hear you. Say hi to Brian.
Hi. Oh, hey, Brian. It's Tony and Jamie.
Hey, Tony, what's up?
Not much. I saw your thing, and I'm listening. I'm out there with you some nights, too. I do my part-time thing. You know,
yes,
we kind of be vampires
you do
together.
Your parts, and you've been doing it for years and years.
Yeah.
So I'm scaling back. I'm going to go to a smaller mountain. And
nice. When I see you, you'll tell me later. Yeah.
yeah, you'll see me, though. I'm going to still be there. So,
all right.
Yeah, I'll be fine. And
why don't you
call me up and invite me for some pizza or something?
Oh, I have. If your schedule's open, I will definitely call you a few more times to have you over for pizza.
I'm open.
Yeah.
My schedule's open right now. So
give
me a jingle, and I'll fly over there.
All right, definitely.
We'll see Jamie
next time I fire it up, I'll let you know.
Yeah, badass. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, we've been listening. It's very enjoyable hearing your stories. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right.
You know me, I'm just a talker. I just yak along.
Yeah, Brian,
He's the guy that I make snow with.
Oh, okay.
I make snow with that guy. I have been for years.
That's fantastic. Should we try one of these other numbers again and see if they want to come
go
back?
For it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay, let's try this one, see what happens. Okay, this is a 201. Hi, caller. This is Brian and Victoria. You're live on the air. Did you want to say hi? Hi, are you there?
Hello?
Nope, let's try this one again. Hi, caller. This is Brian and Victoria. This is the other 201 number, 95. You want to say hi? We're live.
Yes, I want to say hi.
Hi, go ahead. You're live. What's your name? Thanks for calling.
It's Joe, and I met Brian up at Killington. So I just want to wish him good luck in whatever he does.
Joe,
yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you for that. Thank you for that. And okay. I don't know, Ja has a plan for me, and I'm going to embark on it. I'm leaving it all up to his hands. Ja still wants me to skate a ride, and Ja still wants me to make snow. And so I will, so I'm leaving it up to Ja.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling in. I think he had a little bit of a of an echo there, but thank you so much for calling in. Brian, we're actually getting about 10 minutes. The show is going to be over, if you can believe that. Will be an hour. But before we sort of start to wind things down, just another recap if you joined us late in the show. We've been on since 7 o'clock this evening. Brian is staying in Vermont. He will continue to make snow. He's going to hopefully continue to make snow at a smaller mountain, and the name of that to be determined later on when he decides to reveal that information. Then I'm sure he'll tell me and I'll tell you guys, or he'll post it on his Facebook page. So just continue to follow his page. If you're not following him on Instagram, then do so. You can find his Instagram information here in the chat room, also in the show information. And just go on Facebook or Google his name. I assure you, you'll find all sorts of information on Brian that is that's out there. Brian, that was nice that Stephanie called in and was able to be a part of the show, wasn't it? You weren't expecting that.
Yeah, that was that gave me tears. I cried.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
she has since then sent me a message because I thanked her as we were doing the show, and she said she completely almost lost it when she was reading from her script and just, you know, what was on her heart and having to say about
her
dad.
Yeah, I can hear
her
breaking up, so I'm going to talk to her, like, afterwards. But, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, well, I'm glad of that. So anything else that you want to say before we wrap it up and get out of here?
Well, don't litter. It's always disgusting. It's always disgusting. Don't ever let anybody harsh your stoke, no matter what they got to say about anything. As long as your toes are tapping, if anything happens, your toes will always be tapping. Don't ever let anybody harsh your stoke. Always be kind to one another. Kindness spreads like a disease. If you're kind to somebody else, they can't be angry towards you. And then it just spreads. It's almost like the pay it forward thing. And so that others may ski. I will start posting stuff again as soon as my feet land somewhere, and I'll see you in the funny papers.
Brian, that sounds great, and hopefully I'll get the exclusive when you land wherever you're going, that the newsletter gets it first, I'm hoping.
Okay. Yes.
Great. Well, you guys heard it here. Brian, thank you so much for joining us. Wishing you well, and I look forward to following your journey, to following your career, and to following all the good things that you will continue to do, because this is just really a start. You know, I don't see this as your middle or your end.
Yeah,
this
it's
is
the beginning
a new
of
start.
Something grand.
Yes, it
it's
certainly is.
It's the beginning
is.
Of something grand. I don't know what I'm doing, though, but it's happening.
Exactly. Brian, thank you so much for joining us.
All right. You guys have a lovely evening.
Okay, we will. Thank you so much. And for you
all
guys
right.
that have – thank you. And for you guys that took the time to be a part of the show, whether it was in the chat room or to listen over the phone or through the app, your computer, your mobile device, I truly appreciate it because we kind of got the show together quite quickly and didn't really have a lot of time. So thank you so much. And again, I've been your host, Victoria Gaither. I want to give a shout out to the Mountain Times. I'm a freelance writer, storyteller for the Mountain Times. Polly and Jason and the entire staff there won 5 awards, which is just phenomenal for a local newspaper in this day and age to win 5 awards. So congratulations to all of you guys, including myself, that helped put out that paper, that write stories and that are dedicated. I truly appreciate it, and I'm so proud to be a part of an exceptional group like that. I'm going to play a little bit of Pat Metheny to get us out of here. Watch out for more shows. I'm sure Brian's going to come back on to give me the exclusive to where he's going in the future. Again, thank you so much, guys, and have a great, great day.